Hi, my name is Dean Halstead. I'm the Federal Accessibility Lead here at Microsoft. In this episode, we'll be focusing on using headings to properly format your document. This will allow assistive technologies like screen readers to find and navigate through your document easily. The added benefit to you is that it will allow you to easily create a table of contents and keep it up to date with only one click. Like me, many of you probably start from a blank document in Word to create a new document. With this approach, finding and using styles is not readily apparent. Some of you may manually format your document sections with bolds and underlines. Unfortunately, that does not allow assistive technologies to navigate through the document easily. So let's go ahead and look at two examples. You'll notice that the heading names are exactly the same, but one is inaccessible and one is accessible. So really, what's the difference? Let's start with the inaccessible one. The inaccessible one, if I highlight the major heading, what you'll notice in the upper right-hand corner is that the style is set to normal. I can also check that by right-clicking and checking styles. You'll see that it's selected as normal there as well. When I move down to the accessible major heading and click on styles, you'll notice that it's set to heading 1. This is the major difference between the inaccessible and the accessible. Another key feature to the accessible and the inaccessible is the fact that the accessible will actually collapse and expand. You'll notice that the other inaccessible did not collapse and expand and just maintained its text. Let's go ahead and create an example. So my new heading and my new section, my new minor heading are just three examples, and what we're going to do is format those in an accessible layout. Highlight, styles, heading 1. Styles, heading 2, and styles, heading 3. You can see that all of these are now accessible. The second two will expand and collapse. Another way to check this is to use Control F. We bring up the navigation pane, and we actually will click on the headings area inside the navigation pane. Notice that it is highlighted and synchronized to the document. Notice major heading and my new heading are actually listed in the left-hand pane. If we were to scroll up and look at the inaccessible and compare that to the navigation pane, you'll notice that that second inaccessible major section and minor heading are not listed. This is a key indicator that that list is not accessible. So you can see that it's fairly easy to make accessible documents using styles in the Home tab. Anytime you think about the following, you should consider using styles instead. Things like bold, underline, changing the font or size for a heading, creating an outline, or creating a large document that will have many sections and or subsections. To create accessible documents, verify the following. All headings appear in the navigation pane. The navigation pane matches the visual outline of the document. In closing, your organization should also look at defining and distributing a common set of styles that are optimized for accessibility. As you will learn in other sections, fonts, colors, and sizes affect the readability of documents.